ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम सदाशिवसमारंभां शंकराचार्यमध्यमां अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादशंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवावहै नावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शांति शांति शांतिः. So all these verses, 30 verses, he gave examples to show us how the ignorance results in adhyasa. Yevamatmanya vidyato deha adhyaso na jayate sa evatma parijnanan liyate cha paratmane. So what is verse 87th verse, isn't it? 87th verse, what it says, ignorance of the self results in erroneous perception of the self, which is called adhyasa, isn't it? This adhyasa resolves, this error in perception of the self resolves in the very aparamatman, where in the wake of the knowledge of the self. Parijnane, parijnanat, parijnana means the total knowledge of the self, complete knowledge of the self, the ascertained vision of the self, liyate, what? That adhyasa, the error in perception of the self, isn't it? It resolves. That's what we saw in the 87th verse. In the 88th verse, sarvamatmataya jnatam jagat sthavara jangamam abhavat sarva bhavanam dehasya chatmata kutaha. I think we have to do from here. No? Okay. See, in ajnanam there is adhyasa. When the ignorance of self, there is erroneous self-perception. Erroneous self-perception means what? Non-self is taken for the self. Thereby, self becomes the non-self. Isn't it? Self becomes taken to be the non-self when the non-self is taken to be the self. And this is how samsara is. But in the wake of knowledge of the self, self being what it is, the non-self becomes negated as non-self. Isn't it? The non-self, in the wake of knowledge, the non-self is negated as non-self, and the self is taken as a self, then there is discriminative knowledge. In that knowledge, that adhyasa, the error also resolves. When ignorance resolves, ignorance caused error also resolves. But not only the ignorance resolves, error resolves, even the duality resolves. What duality? Atma, anatma, that duality resolves. First we say what now? Before we say this atma, anatma, and then we do not know what atma is. Therefore anatma is taken to be the atma. And because anatma is taken to be atma, then atma really is like the anatma only. Atma becomes the, enjoys the status of the anatma. But in the wake of the knowledge, this adhyasa resolves, the error in the perception of these two, isn't it, resolves. Atma being mistaken for the Anatma, Anatma being mistaken for the Atma, Satyam being mistaken for the Mithya, Mithya being mistaken for the Satyam, isn't it? This error resolves means, then even after the Jnanam, will there be Atma, Anatma? Two things. Are they two different things? No, there are not two different things are not there. Anatma itself is negated as non-existent. Why? Anatma is not non-existent. Anatma is as good as non-existent. Why? Because Anatma is Mithya. Why? Because Anatma is just the Nama Rupa, non-substantial name and form. Isn't it? Therefore, it is Mithya. Therefore, Atma alone is Satyam. Then Atma is not the Anatma, but whole Anatma is Atma. Is it clear? Therefore, it's establishing what now? Non-duality of the Vastu. So here, not only that Anatma is the, when you say Anatma is the Atma, when you say, not only your body, mind and complex, you can say, I am not the Atma, I am not the body, but the body is me, mind is me, sense organs are me, all of them are me. What am I? I am consciousness. I am consciousness, Brahman, but body, mind, sense complex, all of them are I, but I am not anything, isn't it? Like water is not the wave, but the wave is water. You have to be very clear. First you have to say, no, we mistake the wave for the water. That's why water becomes the wave. Then we have the discriminative knowledge. No, water is distinct from the wave. Water is Satyam. Wave is Mithya. First we say. And later on we say, where is the wave? What is there is only the water. Which means wave becomes resolved in the water. Is it clear? So here also what he says, not only your Anatma means what? Everything, anything other than the Atma, isn't it? Other than the Self is Anatma only. Well, you can say only I, when you say, I am Atma. Everything else I other than I, every vritti other than Aham, Anatma. Every mind, the entire mind, all the vritti Aham than Aham is what? Including the vritti, Aham vritti, except that I, isn't it? Everything else is Anatma. And your pranas are Anatma, sense organs are Anatma, body are fine. What about things external to the physical body? Any object or knowledge other than the Self is what? Anatma. The Anatma includes what? Therefore, he says, Sarvam Atmataya Jnatam. The whole prapancha is Anatma, which includes your body, mind and complex. Therefore, Sarvam. Sarvam means what? The entire universe of living and non-living things, sentient and insentient beings. All the charachara prapancham, entire jagat universe, which is inclusive of your body, mind and complex. You are Paramatma, including your body, mind and skin complex, all of them. What now? What is it? Jagat sthavara jangamam. Sarvam jagat, the entire universe of mobile, immobile beings, living, non-living things, sthavara, immobile, jangama, mobile. Okay? These mobile, immobile beings, living and non-living things. All of them, jnatam, they all now become known. They're all known as what? All of them, the entire universe, is known to be the Self. Like what? The entire ocean is known to be the water. Similarly, the entire universe of mobile, immobile beings, living, non-living things, sthavara jangamam, no? Atmataya jnatam, when after the resolving the Atma Anatma Adhyasa, then the entire Anatma Prapancha becomes what now? Known to be Atma, known to be the Atma. Atmataya Jnatam. It is known to be the Atma. But means what? The entire ocean is water means Samagraha Samudraha Jalatvena Jnatam. Isn't it like that? The entire universe is known to be the Atma only. Brahman. Atma Brahma. Why? Because Sarva Bhavanam Abhavat. Sarva Bhavanam Abhavat. Sarva Bhavaham, all those existent forms and names. What are the all existent things are what now? All those things which are existent. Sarva Bhavaha. Bhavaha means an existent form, Namarupa. Sarva Bhavanam, all these objects which are existent now, all the objects of knowledge are what now? Bhavaha. Sarva Bhavaha. All, what are these objects of knowledge now? All these objects of knowledge are nothing but Namarupas. Okay? Namarupas only. They can be reduced to Namarupa. Why? The substance of every object is, every object that you perceive is a name of a form which is non-substantial. The substance of each object is Atma, the Brahman, the consciousness. Okay? Not only the substance or the substantive I is consciousness, the substance of all the substantives, all the objects, with all the forms, all the names, is nothing but Atma, the consciousness, Brahman. Therefore, when you say substance of all the objects are, all the objects is only consciousness, the Atma, the Brahman. Okay? Do they exist then, independently? Is there any form, is there any object? Every object of knowledge is only Nama, Rupa. And that can be reduced to what? Consciousness only. Therefore, all the names and forms are, all the names and forms are just what now? Nama Rupa, Anatma, Mithya. Why? Mithya means what? They don't have independent existence. Why? Because they are non-substantial. Why? Because the substance of all the objects is what? Only Atma, the consciousness. Therefore, Sarva Bhavanam Abhavat. In the wake of the energy of the self, when the Anatma becomes resolved in the Atma, then all, the entire universe of mobile and immobile beings also become resolved as Atma, isn't it? The Anatma is resolved in Atma. Then you establish the oneness or non-duality or secondlessness of the Atma. All the Namarupa, the so-called existent objects, are nothing but the indicated by different substantives. All of them become resolved as Namarupa, non-substantial names and forms, because the substance of all the objects, all the substantives, happens to be the only Atma. All of them are reduced to be what? Mithya. Mithya means they don't have independent existence, therefore they are non-substantial, therefore they are as good as non-existent. Is it clear now? Abhavat. Okay, Sarva Bhavanam Abhavate. When the whole universe of objects is reduced to as good as non-existent. Okay, therefore, Dehatsya Atma Takotaha. And how can you say the body is the Atma? Isn't it? In the body also included where? In the very Anatma Prapancha. Sthavara Jangama, isn't it? Body is one of the Jangama. Therefore, Dehasya cha Atmata Kutaha. Then where is the question of body being the Atma? Body being the self. Is it clear now? Atmanam Satatam Janan.
Atmanam Satatam Janan.
Kalam Nahyamaha Dyute Mahadyute Prarabdhamakhilam Bhunjan
Prarabdhamakhilam
నోద్వేగం కర్తుమర్హసి. ఆత్మానం సతతం జానన్ కాలం నయమాద్యుతే ప్రారబ్ధమఖిలం భుంజన్ నోద్వేగం కర్తుమర్హసి. So he says, Satatam Atmanam Janan Kalamnaya Mahadyute. Mahadyutihi. Dyutihi, dyutihi means, dyutihi is a noun form. Okay, dyutihi means effulgence. Okay, Mahadyutihi means what? No, great effulgence. So, here we are not talking about the effulgence here. We are talking about the person who is of the nature of great effulgence. Here, author is addressing every one of us, O Mahadyute, O the one of great effulgence. That means what? Every one of us is great effulgence only. I is what? Because all of us know, I am. A human being knows he is. How? I am. I am itself is what? Manifest knowledge. Therefore, what is that manifest knowledge? Original knowledge, pure knowledge. Then what are you? You are of the nature of great effulgence, isn't it? Oh, the one of great effulgence, Mahadyute, Mahan, say Mahati, Dyutihi, Yasya, Mahati, Dyutihi yasya saha mahadyutihi, the one who is of great effulgence, one who is of pure knowledge, isn't it? The one who is of pure knowledge or effulgence is called mahadyutihi. Invocative, he mahadyute olipurundiyavane, that's the meaning. Kalam naya, he's addressing, okay, may you pass your time. May you, live your life. Kalam naya. There is a span of life ordained for you over which you have no say. You cannot live more than what has been ordained. You cannot even quit and go away leaving what has been ordained for you. Isn't it? Kalam, time, the lifespan has been already ordained for every one of us. Kalaha nischitaha, isn't it? The birth of date we know, the death of date is definite, but when we do not know. But still what now? In between, the span of life has been already determined by the prarabdha. But that prarabdha, that time of prarabdha kalam, that's why you cannot live more than what has been ordered. You cannot even, let me go back, I don't want to be here. You have no choice. No choice. You had to just be here. These words are bandha, isn't it? Therefore, the time ordained for you is just there, helplessly, choicelessly. That time, may you just keep going, isn't it? May you pass your time. Kalam naya. May you lead your lifespan. Live your lifespan. How should you live? That is what is said here. How you should live? Janan Atmanam. Knowing the self. Knowing the self. All the time you have to remembering the fact. Janan means what now? You must do the Shastra Shravanam and do the Shastra Mananam and have Atmanatma Viveka and understand Anatma is Mithya, Atma alone Satyam, and therefore understand the whole Prapancha, including your body mind's complex, Anatma Prapancha is just as good as non-existent, being Mithya, not having its own substantiality. You are the only substance of the entire universe. It's a fact, isn't it? Know this fact, not now. Keep on dwelling upon the fact, and dwelling upon the fact, have it unforgettable knowledge. Okay, have it as unforgettable knowledge. We have the knowledge, we forget the knowledge. Isn't it? Because it is not of, because lack of ascertainment, we forget this, but ascertained this, but this way, for non, in order to have it as ascertained vision, unforgettable vision, you one has to be dwelling upon the fact, clearly understood fact. But how can I dwell upon the fact if it has not been clearly understood? Isn't it? Therefore, jānan, all the time, remembering, knowing this fact. So, then having it as unforgettable knowledge, jānan, kālam naya, then you live your life what? The life is a bonus for you. In jnanam, if you live your life, isn't it? It will be like watching your television. When we watch your television programs, how objectively, unaffectedly you see the crying scene, weeping scene, suffering scene, and pleasing scene, laughter scenes, all the scenes you are watching. But you don't laugh, nor do you cry. You are objective. Isn't it? The whole world and all the problems of life, personal, internal, external, everything will be like what now? You can watch, at the same time you can do the needful, unafflictedly, objective with the objectivity. Is it clear now? Atmanam jananna kalam naya. Understand? Kalam naya. Why? Because prarabdham akhilam bhunjan. Akhilam prarabdham bhunjan. Just going through exhausting your prarabdha karma phalam. This life is what? Determined by the natural law and order, the law of karma. Therefore, which is prarabdha karma phalam. The life is for you to exhaust the prarabdham only. This life is, this is a purpose of this life, not a meaningless life. The life is, what now? For the purpose of exhausting one's prarabdha. While exhausting one's prarabdha, one has to learn, understand what of nitya nitya vastu viveka, one has to discover dispatch vairagyam, thereby one should have mukshutvam, or one should know vijignasutvam, then one study shastram, understand, ascertain, become free. That's what his life is for. Isn't it? So here he says, akhilam prarabdham bhunjan, exhausting your prarabdha karmapalam. Enjoying whatever has been, going through the prarabdha palam, and live your ordained span of life, kalam, how? Or having unforgettable, ascertained vision of the Atma through nididhyasanam, which is done, what now, which is preceded by sravana mananam. Thereby, then what happens? Udvegam kartum na arhasi. That no dvegam should be split into what now? Na udvegam, no dvegam. Isn't it? Udvegam kartum na arhasi. Udvegaha means unnecessarily getting excited and anxious about situations is called udvega. Isn't it? Udvegam kartum na arhasi. You really do not need to, you don't deserve, or you didn't literally even deserve, but you need not really grieve or get worked up by these life's situations. Life will be of both paths of opposites. There will be both undesirable and desirable. There will be, what now, all of them will be there. And even you with your own raga dveshas, you get afflicted by all of them, and therefore what now? You can live this life, all of them, you can just live them, no? Without being worried about anything, without being anxious and excited about situations. May you live your life, exhausted Parabdha, live your span of life, having this vision. Building upon the fact of about yourself. No, I don't want to do that. What is that? Who will do all those things? Then go and suffer. That's what this book says. Utpanne pyatma vijnane.
Utpanne pyatma vijnane.
Prarabdham naiva munchati.
Prarabdham naiva munchati.
Iti achruyate shastre. Tanniraakriyate dhuna. Utpanne pyatma vijnane.
Utpanne pyatma vijnane.
Prarabdham naiva munchati.
Prarabdham naiva munchati.
Iti achruyate shastre. Tanniraakriyate dhuna.
Tanniraakriyate dhuna.
See, in Vedanta Shastram, initially we are taught this. What is taught? There is time. Life is a timeless one, the beginningless, endless one. And Jiva, now you know who is a Jiva, isn't it? The Jivaha, the I, the identified with the body, mind and complex, is said to be the individual being, the limited being, Jiva, and with the wrong notion about the self, and with the having fundamental desire, with all the desires, raga dveshas, and performs karma, and with the doership and enjoyership, accumulates punya papa, thereby one has what now? Beginninglessly, sanchitam karma, accumulated punya papas. And of this big bundle of accumulated punya papas, one portion of punya papas alone is exhausted. Every time you are born, the very birth is determined by our punya papa we have accumulated. And which one portion of punya papa which are to be exhausted in this present life is called Paradha Karma Palam. While exhausting the Paradha Karma Palam in a jnanam as the doer and enjoyer, you again accumulate new punya papa in this life, which is called Agami Karma Palam. Like this, Agami joins the Sanchitam, Sanchitam continues to, Sanchitam again, one portion of Sanchitam becomes the Paradham. Again, while exhausting the Paradham, you are again accumulating Agami. This is called what now? Bondage of Karma. There is no way of coming out of, getting rid of this, getting out of this, the cycle of births and deaths. Because always, every time, the Prarabdha is responsible for your new present life. And the present life contributes for accumulation of new Agami, helplessly, choicelessly. And Agami being already, you know, Agami joining Sanchitam, Sanchitam becomes ever, what now? Sanchitam being something always there. Sanchitam is being permanently there. Paradha is inevitable. Because of Paradha, Agami also is inevitable. Therefore, Agami is going to become again Sanchitam. Therefore, this life cycle of births and deaths, the samsara, is also inevitable. And it is called bondage. And here, then we say, but one can become free from this bondage of cycle of births and deaths, is karma bandha, bondage of karma. All this, how? Only by jnanam. Only through jnanam one can free oneself. How? By distinguishing the self from the non-self, by resolving the non-self in the self, and knowing one's own self being Atma, the Brahman, In that wake of the knowledge of the self being Brahman, one becomes free from all the wrong notions. Because bondage is only in the notion. There's no real bondage. If bondage is real, then moksha is impossible. Moksha will also be impossible. Bondage is not real. Bondage is as though. Bondage is only in the buddhi, in your wrong notion. Isn't it? Therefore, in correcting the wrong notion, you are as though attaining moksha. Really speaking, there is no real attainment of moksha. There is no real bondage also. Isn't it? Therefore, this as though moksha, when you attain the moksha as though, when you become free from the as though bondage, then what you say, one becomes free from sanchita and agami karmas. Why? Because in jnanam, what happens? In the wake of knowledge of the self, what happens in the wake of knowledge of self? How knowledge frees you from bondage? How is it said? Because in the wake of knowledge of the self, the error, there is a perspective change. Isn't it? Perspective change happens. You mean there is a error in the perception of yourself becomes corrected. Thereby you no more, you have the wrong notion about the self. You become free from all the wrong notions you have about the self. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. All these notions are resolved in jnanam. The notion, if I am the knower, I am the enjoyer, these notions are resolved. And where is the question of your having punya papa? Where is the question of punya, having punya papam? So you are free from punya papas also. In freeing yourself from the wrong notion that you are the doer, you free yourself from the wrong notion that you are the enjoyer also. Therefore you are free from what? The objects of enjoyment, the punya papas also. Therefore you are free from punya papas. Isn't it? Punya papas means you become free from sanchitam and agami. But being endowed with the body imagines complex, still what now? The body is alive, will be alive even after jnanam as an enlightened personality also. Isn't it? This body imagines complex, it will be there. The life with this body, life is there as long as Prarabdha is there. Isn't it? Therefore, one cannot escape Prarabdha even after jnanam. One can become free from Sanchitta and Agami. Sanchitta is no more there for the wise person. Agami also is not there for the wise person. But the wise person, being endowed with the body mind is complex, with the wisdom also, having this body mind complex, one has to live one's Prarabdha karma phalam. One cannot escape. Isn't it? This has been said in the Shastra. But now, we say, wise person is not only free from Sanchita and Agami, he is free from Prarabdha Karma Phalam also. Isn't it? That he has to exhaust the Prarabdha. That thing, what has been said in the Shastra, is refuted here. Okay? Even Prarabdha is not there for a wise person. When you say, I the self, I am the Atma, Brahman, the consciousness, Prarabdha is for whom? Does consciousness have Prarabdha? Does consciousness enjoy Punya Papa of the Prarabdha? Is it? So actually speaking, Atma is free from Prarabdha also. Only what is exhausted, Prarabdha is exhausted only by the body mind's complex. Really speaking. See, body mind's complex by itself, without the Atma, cannot, without the life, cannot enjoy anything. It will be in it. But the life has to be there. That what is life here? The manifest consciousness is the life in the body mind's complex. The consciousness is not manifest, there is no life here. Therefore, life of the body mind's complex is what now? The manifestation of consciousness. The manifest consciousness, without the manifestation of life in the consciousness, there's no life in the body. Without the life, they cannot enjoy anything. But consciousness itself does not enjoy any punya papam. not even the prarabdha. Is it clear now? Who is exhaustive? One cannot escape the prarabdha karma phalam that is said in the Shastra. That means, oh, I have to, even after jnanam, I have to exhaust punya, prarabdha. It don't say, even then, where are you enjoying? Prarabdha is lived, prarabdha is exhausted. Body, mind's complex is alive. As long as prarabdha is there, whatever problems have to be gone through, they will be gone through by the body mind complex. But still, you can be unafflicted. Which means, you can watch, you can live this life with objectivity. You can exhaust the, one can go through prarabdha karma phalam ordained. How? With objectivity, which means not internalizing it, because Atma is free from prarabdha also. Atma is free from sanchita, agami and prarabdha karma phalam also. Is it clear now? So what he says here? Utpanne api atma vijnane. Even after the knowledge has risen, utpanne, even after, utpanna means happened. So, atma vijnanam utpannam, means what? Knowledge of the self has risen, originated, isn't it? Utpanne api atma vijnane, in spite of having the vision of the self, in spite of having resolved the ignorance of the self, in spite of having resolved all the erroneous perception of the self, error is notions about the self, even then, what happens? One becomes free from what? Sanchita and agamik punya karma, isn't it? One becomes free from what? Sanchita karma phalam, agami karma phalam, because the karma phalams are objects of enjoyment. Why? Because this person is free from the notion that I am the enjoyer. Because the person is free from the notion I am the doer also. Therefore, he is free from all the punya papas in the form of sanchita and agami. Then, what now? What now? Still, prarabdham naiva munchati. Okay, but we not know. The prarabdham does not really release a person. Naiva munchati, does not free the person. Sanchitam frees a person. Sanchitam, one becomes free from the hold of sanchita and agami, but the prarabdha still continues to be there. Prarabdha does not disappear. That's what wants to say. Iti yat shruyate shastre. It has been heard. Yat shruyate, it is heard in the Shastram. Okay? It is heard through the Shastram. It is heard in the Shastram. It has been heard, it is being heard in the Shastram. It is always said in the Shastram. What? What has been heard in the Shastram? What is heard? That prarabdham one cannot escape. Is it? Prarabdham iti shastre shruyate. But what happens here? That's not true. Even if Shastram says one has to live the Parabdha, of course, one may have to live Parabdha, but does not mean one is afflicted by Parabdha. Isn't it? Therefore, tat nirakriyate here, that is what is refuted here, negated here. Nirakarana means what? Refutation or negation. That is negated here. No, in spite of the knowledge, even after the knowledge, is it? One has to, one cannot become free from prarabdha means what? That's not true. Even prarabdham is not there for the Atma. Before, why? Prarabdha is not for the Atma. Before jnanam also, Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. Atma is always Atma being the self, being pure consciousness always. I, the self, am always being pure consciousness, the Atma. consciousness is of the nature of actionlessness, your consciousness is of the nature of now, free from doership and enjoyership also. Consciousness doesn't have punya papa. Before jnanam also you are free from punya papa. After jnanam also you are free from punya papa. Your punya papa bondage is only in your notion. I have punya papam is your notion. I am free from punya papam is also what now? Your notion. Why? Because you are always free. Punya papam means what? Whether agami punya papam, hanjita punya papam, or partha punya papam. Isn't it? Any punya papam is what? Object of enjoyment. Pain or pleasure. It's exhausted, isn't it? Those punya papas are there only if there's a doer enjoyership. Enjoyership is possible only if there's no doership. And doership is possible only if the identity is with the anatma. Isn't it? So, if there's no doership and enjoyership, where is the question of only having prarabdha? Isn't it? Even the prarabdha is lived, isn't it? But actually, prarabdha, even then, prarabdha is not for the Atma. Hanchitam is not for the Atma. Agam is not for the Atma. Before jnanam also, it is free. But you do not know that, that's all. That is what we say, the notion. So after jnanam also, where is the question of Atma having prarabdha karmaphalam? Atma is always free only. So even the prarabdha karmaphalam is not there for the Atma. Never. Atma is ever free. Nitya muktaha. Then what is prarabdha then? Just it's ordained, isn't it? The life ordained, which is lived, but what body, mind and complex goes through that. And how can you remain unafflicted? By having, being objective. And objectivity is moksha. Objectivity means what now? Now you are having right identity. Right identity results in what? Objectivity. You can avoid being subjective. Is it clear? Then you are free. And then you can watch everything like while you watch television serials. So, adhuna nirakriyate. Now, what is heard in the Shastram, that one cannot escape prarabdha means one has to live one's prarabdha. That doesn't mean, when Shastram says one cannot escape one's prarabdha means one can become free from hanjita agami, but one has to live one's prarabdha means, that doesn't mean living prarabdha is different from being afflicted by prarabdha. Isn't it? That's what he says. One is not afflicted jnani, he is afflicted by prarabdha. He lives the prarabdha, but not afflicted by prarabdha. Why? Because of his objectivity. Tad nirakriyate adhuna. Okay, now we'll see this.
Adhuna, now.
Now. Adhuna is an indeclinable word, which means now. See, atma vijnane utpanne api paradham naiva munchati. Even if the knowledge takes place, paradham does not leave one. Iti yati shruyate, that it is what is heard in the Shastram. That particular thing, statement is what now? Adhuna nirakriyate, is negated now. Okay. That Tattvajnanodayadurdhvam. What I have already told you, we shall listen now, the verse tells now. Tattvajnanodayadurdhvam. Prarabdham naiva vidyate. Dehadinam. Asatvatu yatha swapno vibodhatah. తత్వజ్ఞానోదయాదూర్ధం ప్రారబ్ధం నైవ విద్యతే. దేహాదీనామసత్వాత్తు అసత్వాత్తు యథా స్వప్నో విబోధతః. సి తత్వజ్ఞాన ఉదయాత్ ఊర్ధ్వం. ఊర్ధ్వం మీన్స్ ప్రాక్, మీన్స్ బిఫోర్. ఊర్ధ్వం మీన్స్ ఆఫ్టర్. ఆఫ్టర్ ది రైసింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది సెల్ఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్, ఆఫ్టర్ ది అఖండ ఆకార వృత్తి జ్ఞానం రైజెస్. వాట్ ఇస్ అఖండ ఆకార వృత్తి జ్ఞానం? వెన్ యు సే ఐ టు సెల్ఫ్ ఐమ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ది కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్, యు ఆర్ నో మోర్ అ లిమిటెడ్ ఇండివిజువల్. Isn't it? In the wake of knowledge of the self, I, the swarupam of I, being pure consciousness, then what now? What is your form? You are of the limitless form, isn't it? Limitless, limitlessness. Therefore, akhanda akara vritti jnanam. Akhanda akara jnanam. When you say, I am the body imagines complex, then you are a limited individual, subject to time and space. When you say, I the self, I am the Atma, the consciousness, then existence, you are a limitless reality. So, this is a vritti jnanam, isn't it? You really own up the consciousness, existence, being the very swarupam of yourself, that taking the ownership of your swarupam, being pure consciousness existence, is what now? Akhanda akara vritti jnanam. In that jnanam, urdhvam, after that vision, perspective change, after the vision of the self being pure consciousness, atma, after taking ownership of the chaitanyam brahma as one's own self, now, then urdhvam, after that, prarabdham naiva vidyate, never is there prarabdha. The same person, sitting with the same personality, but prarabdham naiva vidyate, never. Once the vision perspective change happens, now, that second itself, what now? Prarabdham naiva vidyate. Never is there prarabdha. Why? Because dehadinam asatvat. Dehadinam asat. Dehadinam means what now? Body, mind, senses, all these sukshma aspects, sthula parts, all of them dehadinam. All the sthula sukshma karna shariranam asatvat. Because they are all mithya, therefore they do not have their independent existence, therefore they are all as good as non-existent. Being non-existent, isn't it? Also, what now? Actually, the aga paparabdha also is not there for the atma. Body imagines complex itself is mithya. Mithya means they do not have independent existence. Therefore, they are as good as non-existent means. Where is the question of karma being satyam? Karma also is mithya, isn't it? The thinking mind is mithya, seeing eyes are mithya, hearing powers are mithya, smelling nose is mithya, the doing body is also mithya, and where, what about the action, seeing, hearing, etc.? All the functions are mithya, all the activities are mithya. If actions are mithya, what about the punya papas produced by parabdha, karma? They are also mithya. They're not unreal. They're all there. But are they real? Absolutely there. They're all mithya. And the punya papas are mithya means, what about the, you know, what about the sukham dukkham, objects of enjoyment? Objects of enjoyment are mithya. The enjoyment is mithya. Because instruments of, actions and functions are mithya. Because the instruments of activities, actions and functions are also mithya. What is satyam then? Atma alone is satyam. So, atma alone is satyam. There is prarabdha as though there is no real prarabdha. Prarabdha is atma. Agami is atma. Sanchitam is atma. Karma is atma. Punyam is atma. Punya papam are atma. Karma is atma. Everything is atma. Is it clear? The wave, if he says, I am the water, okay, and what else is there? Is the second thing to possess and by the to be possessed by the wave? Everything is atma means, where is the possessor possessed to sambandha? When you say, you got it. Everything means asatvat. Asatva means what? No, because of their, because all the body, minds, complex, etc. are as good as non-existent. Why? Because they do not have independent existence. Why? Because they are mithya. When they themselves are mithya, they are as good as non-existent. Where is the question of the actions and functions being satyam? Actions and functions are also satyam, mithya. And the result of punya papas also what now? Result of actions also what now? Mithya. Mithya means what? Nothing has independent existence. So punyam is atma, papam is atma, karma is atma, karma doer also is atma. Doer is atma, performer is atma, the doing is atma, performance is atma. The fruit of performance and actions also what? Atma. Everything is atma means, they are not possessed by the Atma. They are all Atma. Therefore, where is the prarabdham for the Atma? When you say prarabdham is Atma, when you say, can you say Atma has prarabdha? When you say wave is water, can you say water has wave? Can you say that? You can never say water has wave because wave is not possessed by the water. Wave is water means you have resolved what is there is only satyam, the water. Similarly, there is no such thing called wave independent of the water. Therefore, there is no such thing called enjoyer, enjoyed difference. Possessor, possessed difference. Doer, done difference. Duality you have to resolve. This way also. Is it clear now? Therefore, he says, prarabdham. Prarabdham also is what? No, where is the prarabdha? Is there prarabdha independent of Atma? Okay. Therefore, everything is Atma means there is nothing other than the Atma. In that vision, Atma is free from prarabdha also. Hope you understood. Like what? Urdhvam, jnana udayatu urdhvam. After this vision, after when you understand Atma being Achyudananda, Self being Achyudanandam Brahma, Self being Achyudananda Atma, what happens now? Yatha swapnaha vibodhataha. When you wake up from sleep, how swapnaha vibodhataha. When, okay, because of your waking up from sleep, how swapna becomes resolved in you and you become the non-dual, secondless waker, Isn't it? In the way, when you wake up from sleep, you are a non-dual, secondless waker. All the duality, plurality of the dream world, dreamer dreamt difference, all of them resolve on waking up from sleep. Similarly, how on waking up from sleep your dream world is resolved, the dream actions are resolved, the dream body imagines complex is mithya, the standpoint of waker, isn't it? The dream experienced world of objects is mithya. The dreamer, now the experiencer experienced, the dream experiencer experienced duality is mithya. Dream pain, dream pleasure is mithya. Dream punya papas are mithya. Dream karma is mithya. Dream instruments of per activities, body mind complex are mithya. Okay, now everything dreamer is mithya. Dream body mind complex is mithya. Dream activities are mithya. Dream enjoyment of pains and pleasures also what? Mithya. What is satyam? They all become dissolved in the waker. Waker is free from dream punya papa, dream karma, dream body mind complex, dream world. Is it clear now? In the same way, jnana udayat urdhvam, after the knowledge of, after the rising of the knowledge of self, being pure consciousness, existence, Brahman, then what now? Because everything is resolved as mithya, what of prarabdham also is not there. Everything is prarabdham alone satyam or what? Prarabdham is not there. Once you wake up, once you wake up from sleep, where is the sopana punya papa? So even prarabdha is not there for the Atma. Therefore, the prarabdha also is only notional, isn't it? Now Atma is ever free. Before jnana also free, after jnana also it is free. It was never bound for it to become free. The bondage was in the notion and freedom also is in the notion. It's a correction of the perception, perspective change here. Next verse.
Sorry, Swamiji, if you just clear up. Dehadina asatya.
No, wait. Tattva jnana udayatu urdhvam. Urdhvam after the Udaya, udayat urdham, after the udayaha rising. Rising of what? Rising means origination. After the rising of the knowledge of the truth. After the knowledge of the truth, prarabdham naiva vidyate. Prarabdha also is never there for the Atma. Parabdha also is never there for the Atma. Why? Because you, even after the knowledge, even the instruments of actions, what are the instruments of actions? The physical body, isn't it? Which is involved in activities. And the subtle body, Adi Shabda stands for all the other subtle aspects. Mind, sense powers, powers of organs of actions, physiological functions, the physical body, all of them, Dehadinam, all of them, Asatvat. Asatvam means what? Due to their Mithyatvam of the body mansions complex. All these body mansions complex which are involved in the activities, they themselves are said to be as good as non-existent because of their mithyatvam, because of their dependent existence. Is it clear now? Asattva means, asattvat means due to their enjoying the status of being asat. Asat means what? They are as good as non-existent. Why they are as good as non-existent? Because they are mithya. Why they are mithya? Because they don't have independent existence of their own. Because they borrow their existence from Atma only. Even for existence. Isn't it? Because they don't have independent existence of their own, without the Atma, and therefore they are mithya, they are non-substantial, therefore they are as good as non-existent. When they themselves are resolved as mithya, and where is the question of actions performed by them being satyam? And all of them are involved in functions, no? The physiological functions, the seeing, hearing, etc., no? The functions of organs of knowledge, functions of organs of actions, and therefore the active actions of the physical body, all of them also become what? Mithya. Therefore, what about the punyam and pavam produced by karma phalam? Mithya. Mithya means what? As good as non-existent. Punya papas are mithya because the actions are mithya. Because though body means complex involved in the actions, they're all mithya. It means what now? You have to say, all are Atma. Have you seen now? Then you can't say, no, body is mithya, but punya papa is satyam. How can you say punya papa is satyam? Door is mithya, enjoy is mithya, body mind is complex is mithya, actions are mithya. The punya papas are also mithya. Mithya means not as good as non-existent, isn't it? Therefore, what he says, prarabdham naiva vidyate, never is there prarabdha for the Atma after the jnanam, rising of knowledge. Why? Because even the body, mind and complex, etc., which are involved in activities and functions, they themselves are mithya. Sat asatvat, no, karane panchami, due to their mithyatvam, due to their status of being as good as non-existent, due to their due to their status of being as good as non-existent, paradha karma phalam also is not. We had elaborated on this, okay? I explained that. And he gives example, yatha swapnaha vibodhataha. When you wake up fully from sleep, vibodhaha means waking up from sleep fully, not half awake. Vibodhaha. And when wake up from sleep fully, you're fresh. And wake up from the sleep, the whole swapna becomes resolved in you. The swapna loka anubhavaha is mithya. How swapna anubhavaha is mithya? The punya papams karma phalams of swapna prapancha is mithya. Is you. And punya papa karmas are you. Waker. And a punya papa in the body, the dream body, mind sense complex, instruments of actions also mithya. The whole dream world itself is mithya. Is it clear now? The entire dream, what is the dream? Doer, doing, is it? Karta, karma, phalam. All the three of the dream world. Performer, performance, the result of performance. All the three are mithya. Knower, known, knowledge of the dream world, Triputi Bheda. As when you are dreaming, there is a dream knower, dream object of knowledge, and dream knowing. Isn't it? Knower, known, knowledge. Doer, done, the fruit of action. Isn't it? All the three become resolved. Triputi Bheda of the dream becomes resolved in what now? on waking up from sleep. In the same way, in the wake of knowledge, all the Bhedas resolve. All the Triputi Bhedaha resolves means the Palam is Atma, the action is Atma, the doer also is Atma. The performer of action is Atma, the performance is also Atma, the fruit of action also is Atma. Means, you can't say Atma has the fruit, Atma does the, no. Therefore, where is Prarabdham for the Atma? Are they non-existent? Absolutely no. Are they absolutely real? No. What is this word you should use? Mithya. Mithya means what? As good as non-existent. Atma is ever free. That's why Shastram says, the whole, Swamiji beautifully says this, the whole samsara is in what? In the wrong notion. So Vedanta, what the Vedanta does is, it does not change anything here. It makes you see correctly. Correcting what you are already seeing is Jnanam. Making you see something newly what is not is experience, isn't it? You are already seeing something. Veda does not make you something new, see something newly. Do you understand what I'm saying? People, that's why people, when they want something new to rise, happen, they will be utter failure. The whole life will be a life of expectations and failure and then frustration, disappointment only. Nothing will happen. What you are already seeing, you have to see it correctly. The correction in perception is what? The jnanam. So just as the dream becomes non-existent, mithya, for the waker, so for the wise person, parabdha is mithya. But it's not there. Karma janmantariyam yate. Yate. Now he's explaining parabdha. Karma janmantariyam yat prarabdhamiti kirtitam tattu janmantara bhavat pumso naivasti karhichit. Karma janmantari yantat yat. Karma janmantari yam yat. Yat. Karma janmantari yam yat.
Antarai kritam.
Okay. Oh, the words are different.
A lot of the verses are different, actually, Swami. When you sound them, a lot of them are different. So that's why when you...
What is your book, Ratnaji? The same words, what I'm reading? Mine and is yours, one the same? Yours is like mine? See, you can't constantly can't pronounce like that now. Let me see. Yeah, my same thing. Karma janmantariyam yat. Okay, my book also say both books say the same. Pra karma janmantariyam. Karma janmantariyam yat. Prarabdham iti kirtitam. Prarabdham iti kirtitam. Tattu janmantara abhavat. Janmantara abhavat pumsaha naiva asti karhichit. Tattu janmantara abhavat Pumsaha naiva asti karhichit. Okay. Now he's talking about the parabdha. Why? We don't worry about Sanchita Agami. Shastram itself negates parabdha. Sanchita Agami are not there. But because even after jnanam, one has to come to live in the physical body, isn't it? With the body, then still there's a notion, oh, parabdha is still there. Even parabdha is still there means, parabdha is the parabdha for the jnani, wise person? No, for the self. No, you know, for the one for whom the self is atma, the consciousness, there's no parabdha also. That's what he's trying to explain now. So he says, what is parabdha? What is parabdha? Prarabdham iti kirtitam. It is said to be prarabdha. What is said to be prarabdha? Yet, janmantariyam karma. Janmantariyam karma. Not the present karma, present janmas, the present births karma phalam is not said to be prarabdha, but janma antariyam. Janmantaram means what? Other janma, the previous life. Janma antaram means what? Another janma, which is previous one. Another means not the after one life, previous one. Janma antaram means what? The previous life, previous birth. So, janmantariyam, iyam is added to the pertaining to the past life. Okay, prarabdham is the fruits of actions. Okay, performed or pertaining to the previous life, not to the present life, is it? So, fruits of the previous life's activities, the fruit of previous life activities, actions, is said to be prarabdham. Okay, which is a portion of sanchitam. You have to understand here. The prarabdham is a name given to the exhaustion of fruits of actions. No, it happens in the present karma, but the fruits of past actions. Is it clear? That indeed. Janmantara abhavat. Janmantara abhavat. Janmantara abhava means what? Because of the absence of the another birth. Janmantara abhavat, the new birth. Because of the absence of the new birth, pumsaha, for the person has no new birth, rebirth. Therefore, naiva asti karhichit. So, prarabdham is not there for this person. Why? Because there is no birth, rebirth for this person, atma. Why there is no rebirth for the atma? First birth itself is not there for the atma. Where is the question of rebirth? Isn't it? When is atma born? Being born means what? Not being existent before, coming into existence newly is called birth. Body, isn't it? Really speaking, this particular form was not there. We can say the table was born on a given day. Made on a given day means what? What was made here? What has been brought to existence newly? The form with the name alone as a birth. The wood has no date of birth. Okay? Wood was already in the hem of a tree. The tree was already in the hem of a seed. Seed was already in the hem of another tree. Therefore, you can never trace the origin. If you go, what was there before? What was there before? What was there before? You will go mad. You know why? You will never trace the origin of the matter because it is beginningless. And it is indestructible, endless also. It continuously, it is there. Then what is birth here then? The addition of name and form name to a given form, the form alone has a birth. Okay? Even here, the food we eat, this form, before the birth, it was already there as a lump of clay, isn't it? And that alone has become what now? Got shaped, isn't it? Therefore, the name is new, the form is new. The birth is only for the form and the name. Therefore, which has birth, that alone has what? Change. Birth is a change of form and death also a change of form. The death is also what? The form undergoes a change. But again, the actual substance, the matter continues to exist. Isn't it? The birth is only for the form, for the name. Death was only for the form and name, not even for the matter. What talk of consciousness, the Atma, the actual substance, the independent eternal reality, which never comes into existence, which doesn't even go back. There's not even one birth, the first birth. Where is the question of rebirth for the Atma? Atma, okay, therefore, and where is the question of Atma having Prarabdha? Prarabdha is something which is talked about as the result of previous life's karmas. That means the one who has the previous life alone has the, what now? The previous life. I mean, there is no such thing called previous life and present life and the future life for the Atma. Atma is free from this past, present and future. There is no previous life, there is no present life, there is no past life for the Atma. Atma is the eternal life of the non-eternal body-mind complex. Time-bind Atma is the eternal life of all the non-eternal time-bound life forms and names. Okay? Eternal flow of life is Atma in all this changing body mind complex. Therefore, the Atma being eternal flow of life in all this changing body mind complex, where is the question of Atma having Prarabdha? And Prarabdha is something said to be the fruit of the previous life's actions. Is it clear? Negation of the same thing. Second, he person so beautiful, he makes you think that way. See, when you read these things, this is why the text is so beautiful. With the text, you are made to think. You know, just for anubhuti means what? It's only just seeing, correcting what we are seeing. We're only correcting what we're seeing. Okay. Therefore, karma janmantariyam yat prarabdham iti kirtitam tattu janmantara abhavat pumsaha. For the person, there is no janmantara, there is no rebirth, other birth for the person. Isn't it? Because why there is no rebirth? There is no first birth itself for the person. Where is the question of rebirth? And where is the question of punya papam of the past afflicting the present person? Therefore, vumsaha, naiva asti karhichit. Karhichit means ever. Naiva means what now? Never is there. Karhichit even little. Karhichit means some, little. Some. Never is there even little of anything for the person. Karhichit, little, kinchit. Na karhichit na asti eva. There's no part of them at all. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat Sri Krishna Namaha. Hari Om.